Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and today it's just going to be a quick one. It's going to bring up a story that really seems to have kind of flown under the radar a little bit about Counter-Strike. And while Katowice is going on, you know, it does pertain specifically to Polish Counter-Strike, and it was something that I thought was quite interesting. So for those of you who didn't see this, there's an agency in Poland that kind of handles all of, a significant portion at least of esports. They're the most known. They're called Fantasy Expo, and they own several properties in the esports space. They own esportnow.pl, which is a Polish esports website. They have a tournament platform called Fantasy Expo Challenge, where they run competitions and that kind of thing. They're an official partner of the popular streamer Izaku, or just Izak, and a few others. So they sign and work with streamers, and they do other things as well. And for me, that would say, well, these are a ally of esports. They understand esports and understand the benefits of it and want to support it and want to see it grow. Well, imagine my surprise then when it was brought to my attention that this company Fantasy Expo have actually put in a complaint to the Polish National Broadcasting Council, which is called KRIT, K-R-R-I-T, and that's about broadcasting Counter-Strike on Polish television. So let's have a look at what that complaint looks like. Now, I don't speak Polish. That probably doesn't surprise you. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this. I'm showing you this more as a visual prop, but you can see here E-League is mentioned, specifically the major. But this is the official complaint, and I'm going to give you kind of the broad strokes of what this is. And you can see there it's signed by Fantasy Expo and was sent in. So what is the thrust of this complaint? Well, the key part is Fantasy Expo say the broadcast of CS may have a negative impact on the development of people under the age of 18. They say CSGO is a game possessing the rating of PEGI 18, which means that it is intended for adults only. They then go on to say some very strange things which don't really make sense if you've played the game, and that is CSGO presents scenes of killing innocent people who are not controlled by the player. So, I mean, first of all, that would refer to hostage mode. That's the only part of the game where there's innocent people in it, the hostages. Otherwise, you are counter-terrorists in the employ of a government to take out terrorists, and terrorists who obviously aren't innocent by definition. Now, first of all, it's worth saying hostage mode is never broadcast. We use bomb defusal. We don't, the only component of the game that has innocent civilians in it, if you like, is the hostage mode. We don't run tournaments in hostage mode. And second of all, you can't kill the hostages. You know, you lose money if they get killed, you know, by the terrorists who kidnap them and whatnot. So seems a bit strange, to kind of, you know, put it out there and kind of make it sound that, you know, the game rewards killing innocent people and presents scenes of it. It simply isn't true. You wouldn't see this on television, and it's certainly not advised within the context of the game mode. If terrorists just kill hostages, for example, they lose. So anyway, I thought that was interesting that they felt the need to spin it. And they also say as well, it presents a flawed picture of human nature that focuses only on aggression. Which I don't understand that at all. That's not what this game is. I mean, it's about, terrorist activity and countering said terrorist activity, and both sides get a go. And yeah, it's not really about aggression at all. And then it says the example of a negative impact of Counter-Strike, and this is mind-blowing. An example of the negative impact of Counter-Strike, the letter actually says CSGO, is the Columbine High School massacre in 1999, where two gamers who had played Doom, a sister game to Counter-Strike, killed 13 people. Well, it's very easy to dismantle this. You don't even need to get into the kind of realm of science. I mean, it just Doom and Counter-Strike are not related. In no way was the Columbine High School massacre even tangentially linked to Counter-Strike in the mainstream media at the time that the awful event occurred. So it's got literally nothing to do with Counter-Strike. But then on top of that, obviously, there hasn't been a study that has linked video game violence and real life violence. That study doesn't exist. When that study does exist, all of these moral hand-wringers will certainly have something worth talking about, but it doesn't exist, and that's why you never hear them cite it. What you will find is there are scientific studies out there which show the cathartic appeal of video games, of violent video games. You'll find studies of people who play video games are more likely to be socially engaged and intelligent and achieve more at school. You'll find st scientific studies that actually show the countries that have a higher proliferation of video games have less violence. Now, sure, that's not necessarily direct cause and effect, but if there was a higher proliferation of video games in a society and video games were the cause of violence, you would expect that to have, an increased amount of violence. But it doesn't. So there aren't any studies that really back this up. Now, the postulation, what they want from all of this is that because of these things, it must Counter-Strike can only be broadcast after the watershed, which in Poland is 11 p.m. That's when you can start showing express scenes of violence and that kind of thing. And yeah, I mean, that might be a fair kind of compromise, but Fantasy Expo has worked with big companies as well, big brands like Coca-Cola and Intel and Sony, Electronic Arts or EA. This is a very dangerous road to go down in the sense that, sure, your idea, your solution might be let's broadcast it after 11 p.m. The Broadcasting Council might be so persuaded by your argument that they may decide, well, we can't broadcast this at all. It's awful. And we saw something similar in Germany. There was a shooting in Germany around about the time E-League was meant to be broadcast, and they pulled the broadcast as a result of this. I think it's very dangerous once you start conflating violence and fantasy. They're two very distinct things. A game has nothing to do with real life violence. It's that simple. They are two very separate things. And there are numerous factors for causing people to go out and perpetrate heinous acts. And certainly, I think video games, why that would jump to the top in anyone's mind is a bit of a mystery to me. So I sort of thought about this. I sort of thought about, well, why would an ally of esports, an agency that specializes in running esports tournaments, supporting esports streamers, this kind of thing, why would they want this to happen? Why would they want TV to not broadcast after 11? Well, I mean, it does make me wonder if they're playing some sort of long con here in terms of they would be able to, because they're not complaining about it on Twitch, you notice, only on TV. And that's strange because Twitch is more likely to reach the generation of people under 18s that they're talking about than the family television set. So it seems to me if you wanted to run a moral crusade, you would write to Twitch and you would try and push for Twitch to have a watershed, and you would notify the government and the appropriate government agencies that we need to police Twitch. We need to limit access to Twitch. That Twitch need to do more. But they're not saying that. They're saying they don't want it on television. And I suspect there's probably a financial motivation there. I think what this does is if TV can't broadcast a Counter-Strike tournament, then they can put it out on a streaming platform of their choice. If they control the broadcasting rights and television companies can't bid alongside them, that definitely is more beneficial for Fantasy Expo. So I honestly think looking at it, there's a bit of fuckery going on here. It kind of seems to me a bit intellectually dishonest that you make your business in an area that you are simultaneously condemning and implying is dangerous to be exposed to people under the age of 18, but only through the medium of television. When we do it, it's fine, but when television does it, it's not. So, very strange thing. And I thought this would have been made a much bigger deal of. I gotta say, I'm not one for kind of crusades and saying, let's start boycotting companies and this kind of thing. But I gotta say, if you do care about esports and the development of Counter-Strike, certainly don't support companies that associate this game with violence, real life violence, and try and get it pulled off television and try and imply it's harmful and basically give, religious whack jobs and moral grandstanders ammunition to fire. This is not how you grow esports. This is actually detrimental and inarguably harmful. So Fantasy Expo might just be a Polish company, but they support streamers and they certainly have their tendrils reach out into mainstream businesses. Well, definitely take a stand. I mean, I for one, I'm going to dig more into this, try and find out maybe if Fantasy Expo have got plans to be broadcasting Counter-Strike in the not too distant future, and maybe try and explain this and expose what they're doing as inherently dishonest, because this is not acceptable for somebody like myself who has been around in esports a long, long time and has always tried to, in gaming as well, I must say. Been a gamer all my life, and I want to kind of remove these negative connotations. I've spoken about this a lot. I've been to the Battle of Ideas. You can see the audio, I think, is in my YouTube channel from that. I'll openly speak out against anybody that tries to conflate gaming and violence. The two are not interchangeable. I think it's absurd to suggest that it is as a rule. So, very disappointed in Fantasy Expo, and it's something to monitor because, trust me, when things like this happen, it never just stops there. Once you get this big sort of conservative, if you like, kind of push against violence in video games in a country, once it's kind of been normalized, once you start comparing Columbine, that happened in 99 before the game even existed. Once you start trying to link the two, you end up down a very fucking dark rabbit hole. And it's one that may have ramifications for even events like IEM, Katowice, and other Counter-Strike events and beyond. So, something to think about. Anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there to raise awareness. Thanks very much for watching this video, and I will see you on the next one.